Our schools are designed with the intent to address the main educational needs of students and their families. Now, when this is talked about, at least lately, it seems like the idea of doing more with less is a common path that's very different in the Newton school system, thanks to a returning program second year now that my next guest is here to talk about. It's called Project Launch Newton, and here with the details is Executive Director of Project Self-Sufficiency, Deborah Barry-Toon. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning.
You can learn more about the program Project Launch Newton that we're talking about here over at projectselfsufficiency.org. And this really is a nice change, isn't it, Deborah, to talk about something added for the students as opposed to something being eliminated from the students?
Absolutely. We're very excited about Project Launch Newton. As you said, we're moving into our second year. Project Launch Newton is a federal grant passed through to the New Jersey Department of Education. It's a 21st Century Community Learning Center grant that targets Title I schools throughout New Jersey and provides programming for after-school programs every day that school is in session. So we initiated this grant 2 years ago. We initiated Project Launch last year in the Newton school system. We were in the Merriam Avenue School in grades 4 and 5, and we were in the Halstead School for grades 6, 7, and 8. This year, we're going to be in the Merriam School for grade 4, and then we will be in the middle school for grades 5 through 8. So we're really, really excited.
And give us a little overview of this program. This isn't a bunch of kids. This isn't a study hall type of thing where you just sit around the cafeteria tables and stare at each other.
Absolutely. It's a really hands-on STEM curriculum-based program, and STEM is science, technology, engineering, and math. And so every day after school, the students will get four components. And we also don't want to replicate the day program, and so these are really hands-on, fun activities centered around a STEM theme. And so every day there's academic enrichment. Some of that is done by the school district, and then the grant picks up the rest. We do academic enrichment, a STEM activity, another literary-based enrichment, physical activity, and every day the students get a snack. Our offerings are very wide-ranged. We've built bridges. We've built solar systems. We also have a curriculum called Micro-Society where the students in grades 5th and 6th will actually build and replicate and run their own town. This year, we're very excited that we're going to be able to offer Girls on the Run for 7th and 8th grade girls at the middle school, and we'll be doing a Boys on the Move program for boys in grades 5th through 8th.
And when you think, too, about all the latchkey kids in Newton or the fears that parents have because there's some nasty stuff happening out there in the streets and unsupervised free time leads to bad conclusions, this really does alleviate so many concerns that parents have about what happens with my kids since I'm working a late job or a second job and they're left to themselves more than usual.
Yes, we really want to provide some really quality after-school programs. The students are in the program until 5:30, and then one of the added bonuses in Newton, which is at a walking district, because during the fall, winter, and early spring months, it's dark out at 5:30. We actually can provide busing for the students, and so parents can pick up their student at 5:30. Some middle school students can actually walk home, and then the other students will get bused home.
And we should say, and maybe you've assumed, too, by Deborah's use of the word grant, this is a free program.
Yes, it's a free program to any student in grades 4 through 8 at the school. We do need to have 151 students enrolled in the program. Right now we hit, I think as of this morning, we have about 170 students enrolled.
Wow.
And we do want to make sure that those students are coming every day. And so students can choose and parents can choose a 5-day program or they can choose a 3-day program. We also have lots of trips, educational trips. Last year we went to the Intrepid. We went to Liberty Science Center. We went to Lakota Wolf Preserve. And so this year we're hoping to go back to the Intrepid. We're going to do a Red Bull soccer game and talk about all the STEM things that happened with movement and soccer. We'll be going maybe to the UN and the Museum of Natural History. So there's lots of trips involved as well.
Deborah Barry-Toon from Project Self-Sufficiency about the return of Project Launch Newton, which you can learn more about at projectselfsufficiency.org. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. And since this is a returning program, Deborah, how much did the first year teach you and guide you in fine-tuning, adding, and even maybe even subtracting from year two?
It's a very good question. We learned a lot during year one. We do have more facilitators involved in the program. We have more site coordinators involved in the program. We hope to do some more interesting field trips. It's a great collaboration with the Newton School System, so we'll keep up our administrative meetings and our weekly site meetings. We also offer every month a family fun night on Fridays where families can come together with their children, with all the siblings, and the kids that are in the program in the elementary school as well as in the Halstead School get to showcase what they've been working on for the month. So, you know, we've learned a lot, but we can also build on the success of last year's program to make this year's program even better.
And does, along with those goals and ideas, does the need for any adult volunteers, adult professionals, are there any needs in that side of the equation?
Another good question. Every Friday we bring in people from the community, and so we're looking for people that can come in and talk to our students about careers. Last year for probably 30 Fridays we had people from the community, from scientists to police officers to mayors, town managers, doctors, veterinarians, accountants, come in on Friday and really talk to the students about their careers. And so absolutely, we're looking for volunteers who will come in on Friday afternoons from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock and meet with small groups of students, talking to them about their trajectory in terms of their education and their business and their careers. The kids love it, and it's always a very enriching experience for the presenter as well.
Did the kids give any feedback that proved valuable?
Absolutely. We made lots of changes to last year's program based on the feedback that we got from students. And so, for instance, instead of requiring students to participate in four activities one after the other, we gave students a lot more choice. We began to facilitate some more club-type activities. They really loved our cooking club. And so there's lots of feedback that the students get to integrate, as well as parents. We're looking for feedback from the parents as well. We look at Project Launch Newton as a true collaboration between parents, students, teachers, administration, and Project Self-Sufficiency, a private nonprofit.
So now that you listening have heard about all this, and as a parent, a grandparent, just a friend with someone who has kids that are in the Newton school system and the grades that Deborah talked about, let's get down to the basics of everything. Obviously, registration is ongoing, which you can do at 973-940-3500, 973-940-3500. When is all the fun starting this year?
Actually, we launch Monday, September 15th at 2:30 p.m.
And does someone have to be in from start to finish, or as you said, can someone jump in after that date and take the 5 or 3 day plan?
Absolutely. Right now we have about 170 students registered, and in order to provide transportation for the first week of school, you would have to be registered as of today. However, if you can provide your own transportation, you can sign up next week, and we'll take sign-ups throughout the year.
So there you go. Again, learn more at projectselfsufficiency.org, but you've hopefully heard enough right now to say, you know what, my kids in the Newton School Districts, they're in that grade range that Deborah mentioned. Sounds good to me. So here's the number to call to get more info about registration, Project Social Efficiency at 973-940-3500. Again, it's 973-940-3500. And here to give us the lowdown on Project Launch Newton Year 2, we've been joined this morning by the Executive Director of Project Self-Sufficiency, Deborah Barry-Toon. Deborah, thanks as always for being here.
Thank you very much.